Are we on the air?
Oh my goodness. It's that time again. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Low Mains Asylum Show. Everybody, please take a seat. Thank you for joining us on another momentous occasion of the episodes and this podcast. Thank you for being here and alive and healthy on another Tuesday. If this is your first time checking this podcast out, what's up? If you're returning, what's up? How the fuck we been, people? How we doing? I really hope that everyone's doing well. Hope life is treating you well. St. Patty's just passed. Hopefully you ain't over there hung over. You know, a lot of people really went in. I do have a few things that I definitely want to talk to you guys about today. First thing that I do want to talk to you guys about is exactly what the fuck I just talked about. St. Patty's Day. Yo, man, it was a beautiful time, y'all. We had an amazing time. I didn't go out drinking. Nope. I did not go out there and get sloshed, steam pigged, hammered, just there's so much. Do you know there's 586 synonyms for being drunk? Yep. In the American language, there's 546 ways of saying that I'm drunk. Steam pigged is one of them. And to this day, I'm still trying to go out there and still trying to use that term, trying to get sloshed as fuck and try to tell somebody, yo, man, I was steam pigged the fuck out of last night. And that just sounds like I should just say pause right after too. It's just one of those situations like, yo, I was steam pigged the fuck out of last night. Pause. Like, we can't steam pig? How do we even fucking put that into a sentence? Like, that's some Southern shit. Like, I feel that if you say with that Southern tang, steam pigged, it just sounds a lot better. And I didn't do that well on that Southern tang either, but fuck it. What's up, man? Everybody from the South that's checking this out, what's up? Atlanta's to the 304s, to the Mississippi's, to the Georgias, to the Alabamas, to the Montgomery's, to the Fulton County that's in Georgia. Yeah, all of y'all, man, Montgomery, every single one of y'all, man, you know, I really hope that y'all doing well. It's the people think that the racists, or see, I already ruined that joke. People think that the South is still racist. It's not, y'all. The South is definitely, the South is more open to a lot of racists than what you think. But they might say some racist shit out of their teeth. Like, they might, like, be like, yeah, man, my one Negro neighbor. Like, they might say some shit like that, but, like, I don't think that they'll say anything else that's outlandish. Like, and when they say my Negro neighbor, like, they don't even mean it in, like, a bad way. Like, but they'll be like, yeah, man, you know, I love his family. You know, I go to the same church as his daughter. Like, that type shit. Like, it's so fucking dope, man. But I do appreciate everyone from the South, bro. You know, shouts out to everybody from all over the world too, bro. Like, everybody that checks this out, from Europe to the Asias to the South Africas. We don't get that much African listeners. Some people do check it out from Ghana. I seen a lot of people check it out from Angola, Egypt, Morocco. I definitely want to touch more in the African countries, man. So what's up, peace and love to Togo. What's up, Djibouti? What's up, Ethiopia? Somalians. Mesha tektin uriaya. Meshan imada. Podcast kan inika ale. The fuck is wrong with y'all? For everyone that's not Somalian, if you don't know what that means, I just call that everybody's mom in Somalian. Yeah, man, because everybody's people should be checking out their people shit, man. So that being said, shouts out to Africa. Most of our listeners do come from North America and Europe. So shouts out to both of those places, mainly South America is like a contending number three. So everyone from Brazil, Argentina, Peru, Costa Rica, what's up? Hey, man, you know, thank y'all. Thank you, todo bem, for everybody that is in Brazil. I fucking appreciate y'all, bro. One day we're going to come sweat with everybody down in Brazil. I don't know why. It just feels like the humidity, I bet you, is turned the fuck up in Brazil, man. And I don't like looking like I don't like having the look of sweat. And I feel that's one thing that would definitely be, I think that the look of sweat would be my major look if I went to Brazil. Let me just say that. But let's get into this, today's podcast, man. The main fucking thing that today we're going to talk about, man, is how fucking excited I am. Because usually, guys, my football team, yep, for everybody's like, oh, damn. Usually, yo, let me tell you about my football team, man. Pittsburgh motherfucking Steelers, bro. The number one motherfucking football team in all the land. If y'all want to fight about that, come meet me outside the playground, 315. Bring everything that you got because I know that I got the best fucking squad that I'm running with. Pittsburgh Steelers, bro. I'm telling you, we are literally a team that is known for rich history and legacy. We got 6 motherfucking rings working on our number 007 right now. Now, something about us, bro, is like we don't like changes. We don't like changing a lot of things. We like staying with what we got. We like grooming what we got, and we like excelling with exactly what we got. A lot of changes don't happen with us. Like every other team will get a player, then throw him right back out. Like, fuck him. I didn't need him. He ain't working. Throw him straight to the garbage. And that happens to a lot of teams a lot. And I'm not saying like that, that's a bad thing, but for me as a person, it'll be so hard for me to give you full effort if I know the team can cut me like that fast, bro. Like, if you don't give a fuck about me like that, then I don't give a fuck about you like that. It's that easy. Now, Pittsburgh Steelers, bro, we made this place like a family place. Like, everyone that came through to the Pittsburgh Steelers, like, most of them retired as Pittsburgh Steelers. Some of our greats started with Pittsburgh, ended with Pittsburgh. Some of our greats started somewhere else, came to Pittsburgh, ended in Pittsburgh. Folks don't like to leave, man. It's a great place with fucking rich-ass history. We got principles. We, like, follow guidelines. You know, people don't give up on each other here. The very first thing that, like, the first changes that I was so happy about because, like, we really don't give up on people. And that shit can bite you in the motherfucking ass. Because, like, you might think, like, that's a good thing. Like, oh, man, like, yo, but they're riding with everybody. Last year, we had the most garbage-ass fucking offensive coordinator, Matt Canada. Y'all remember those previous episodes I made to fire that dude. Guys, Low Main Asylum went out of his way to tell you guys about another grown man, to tell you guys that he needs to lose his job. If that is not some petty shit, I don't know what is, man, but I got to that point. We had nothing else to do, bro. Like, we couldn't go anywhere else. We couldn't go left or right. We couldn't pass it. Everything was 3 and out. We're losing so much games to these fucking funky-ass teams that don't even mean nothing. The Niners, the Cowboys, the Patriots. If you a Niners fan, fuck you. If you a Cowboys fan, fuck you. If you a Patriots fan, fuck you. Yo, I don't care. All of y'all teams suck. The Niners team especially sucks. Y'all suck mainly because you're all fans. I think that's mainly why I don't like the Niners. I got 2 main Niner fans that I like really bang with, and I really do appreciate both of them. One of them, shouts out to my homie, Kevin Mejia, stand up my guy. And the other one, Rodell, out in Tempe. I'm telling you, everybody else, y'all can sit the fuck down. Fucking obnoxious ass team. But let's get back to greatness, man. Pittsburgh Steelers. Usually at these times, guys, we don't draft how we need to. Free agency comes around, which is that a lot of teams let go of players, and these players are trying to find some brand new teams to go to. At this time, bro, Pittsburgh Steelers is still on vacation. you know, on a regular year. Like, folks are still on vacation. Everyone's, like, relaxing from the year before, trying to catch up from the year before, and trying to get prepared for the year that is upcoming. Now, let's say this. This year was quite the contrary. Mr. Omar Khan, our GM, shout out to this motherfucking dude, bro. He was like, nah, bro, I ain't taking no vacations. You know what? This year's the year. I ain't gonna do none of that vacation bullshit. I'ma sit down over here and I'ma make some, like, momentous fucking shooting or swinging for the fences type of effort plays, man. He went out there and got Russ. That's right. Broncos country, let's ride, Russ. That's right. Future's co-parent. Yeah. Because this, the son's name is Future too, but I'm talking about the father, Future, the rapper. So Future had a baby with Sierra. That baby's name is Future, but the dad that takes care of Future is Russell Wilson. And I was trying to, I don't know how to say, so they co-parent together. Is that Future's stepdaddy? Future's co-parent? I'm talking about the older Future. Like, I don't know which title to use for that. But yeah, so Russell Wilson, Sierra, both coming down to Pittsburgh Steelers. First thing, y'all, I'm not going to lie to you. The very first thoughts that I had as soon as I heard that, I was like, fuck, man. We got a sorry ass nigga to come over here, bro. Because, like, again, the very first thought that you think about when you first see Russell Wilson is like, yo, this nigga is super vanilla. You know, Broncos country, let's ride. You know, like, I was just like, oh my God, bro. And, like, everyone kept making fucking funny ass jokes, like people being like, Steelers country, let's weld. Some shit like that. And that's exactly what I thought was coming to our locker room. Some vanilla type things that we don't need right now. We need to be taking everything serious. But the way that he's talking, the way that he came out on his, like, first press conference, I don't say this a lot, y'all, but I'm going to tell you this right now. Russell Wilson won me the fuck over. The way that he just carried himself, the way that he said, yo, man, I'm out, you know, I'm here to work. I'm here to move on. I'm here to win. And I fucking believe him. I believe him cold heartedly. I think we need to stand right behind Russell Wilson on this shit. Let's keep riding with Russell Wilson. So with that being said, Steelers country, let's weld. All right. That's the moniker for this next season. All right. We welding all year. So Russell Wilson came through. Now, the very first thing that was supposed to happen with Russell Wilson was he was supposed to compete with our QB1 of last year, who got injured at the later portion of the year. And as soon as he got better, he still got benched for QB2. And I'm talking about Kenny motherfucking Pickett. So poor guy tried his very best last year in the beginning to work with Matt Canada's playbook, which was, yo, third grade, like, all right, like, this shit was remedial, to say the least. He tried to work with the offensive playbook just like that, and he did fairly well. The great thing about Kenny Pickett is he always pulled out the win in the fourth quarter. But the thing is, one through third, this nigga looked mediocre as fuck. And that, again, that's not the Pittsburgh Steelers. We don't look mediocre. We're not fucking playing just for the last minute of the game. Like, we're playing from first quarter all the way down to the last second of the fourth quarter. I don't understand that bullshit, bro. It was some dumb ass, boring ass games to watch. Even though there's some wins coming in and we're getting, like, the fucking touchdown in, like, the last 40 seconds of the fourth quarter. Like, that's some Madden shit, bro. Like, that's some Madden shit of people that don't know how to play Madden. Like, they'll drag the time out, and then by the end of it, like, they'll win all because they drag the time out. That's stupid shit. We're not that team. We're better than that, man. Homie got hurt. Kenny Pickett did get hurt midway through last season. When he got hurt, we got Mitch Trubisky to come in, the former Chicago Bears, the Bears quarterback. Mitch Trubisky shitted, and I don't mean shitted in a good way. He shitted all over that court. He threw, I think, three interceptions to like, he threw like, sorry, four interceptions to one touchdown. And that 1-4 ratio, my guy, is not cutting it. We put Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, around the holiday season, and Rudolph shined. Rudolph gave the fucking team exactly that competing edge that we needed. And not a lot changed. We did let go of Matt Canada at that time, and we did have two coaches kind of working that offensive coordinatorship together. Not a lot really changed. But the main thing that did change is that people had a sense of competition. You can feel that sense of like motherfuckers were trying harder because like they knew like, all right, man, we can actually go out here. If we just keep putting it on their motherfucking chin, we can win. And that's exactly what happened. Rudolph was like, yo, man, I know everybody's counting us out, y'all. I know everybody's counting us out. But let's just go out here and let's just keep fucking swinging. And some great things were happening. Yo, the Steelers that were looking so motherfucking mediocre that got knocked out of like one of the top seats of the playoffs got knocked into wild cards into the all the way down to into hunt. And other teams had to lose. All this shit had to happen just for us just to make it to the dance, which is the playoffs. And as soon as we make it to the playoffs, we get spanked in the first fucking game by the Bills. I'm sorry, y'all. The Bills are not that good. I love the Bills, okay? I love the Bills. The Bills are my second favorite NFL team. But comparing it to the motherfucking Steelers, I think we had that, bro. And if our team just played in a more glued, cohesive way, I think everything would have been so much more propaesthetic and so much better. But no, people were blaming each other. Everyone was pointing the finger here and there. Oh, it was him. But fuck all that. So fast forward into the summer. We let go of Rudolph. We let go of Trubisky. Kenny Pickett, our hurt guy that just came back, is on the bench. We get Russell Wilson. And we tell Kenny, listen, nigga, Russell just came through. Both of y'all going to compete for the QB1. We don't think that you should be having it like that, all right? And you didn't show any fire last year for us to guarantee you that QB1 position. So with that being said, my nigga, sit the fuck down. Both of y'all gonna compete it out. Kenny Pickett was too scared to do that. Kenny Pickett turned back around to the Steelers and was like, no, I'm not gonna compete with him. Excuse me, you guys lied to me. You guys said that you guys were going to make me QB1 and I'm not going to compete with motherfucking Russell Wilson. And he was trying to get a motherfucking bluff out of the Steelers. He wanted us to bluff. He wanted us to be like, no, bro, we really need you. My bad. I'm sorry. We'll make you QB1. It's your fucking team. You can do whatever you want, Kenny. Psych. The exact opposite happened, man. The Steelers were like, oh yeah, bro, there's the motherfucking door. We'll give you to the Steelers. To the Eagles for trash to none. Like we gave them to the Eagles for two draft picks. F that nigga. Mike Tomlin said it the best, bro. We don't want hostages. We want volunteers. And that's in every single setting in your life that you can be in. You don't want hostages at your workplace, at your business, at your sports, whatever, you name it. You don't want hostages. You want volunteers. So if you feel that you don't want to be here anymore, bye. See you later. See ya. It makes no sense that you think that we should be catering to you and you were one of the most trashiest motherfucking quarterbacks out there last season. You got 13 touchdowns to 13 interceptions. your ratio is pretty much 0%. Nigga, you throw a touchdown for any interception that you do throw. And you're over here trying to... I'm telling y'all, bro, if you guys want to start demanding shit, if you guys want to start asking for more agreeable terms for yourself, make sure that you're doing wonderful and excelling in whatever the fuck that you're doing. Do not be asking for terms or changes if you're mediocre. Mediocrity will not take you places. If you're great, people will give you stuff. Again, if you're great, why do you think all these great-ass people tend to get away with a tad bit more? Because they're great. They're fucking great. They can back it up with more things than any of us can. So find whatever that you're great at. Keep fucking rolling with it and keep going. That's your motherfucking medicine for the day today. But Kenny Pickett was given away. We gave that motherfucker away. He trying to hold our bluff, trying to be like, you guys only got one quarterback in the QB room now. Don't even, I don't know what the hell y'all going to do, da-da-da-da-da. And we're like, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? That's exactly what the Omar Khan was jamming to inside the office room. Man, he came out, he said, flexing on these hoes. I'm like Popeye on his spinach. Yo, Omar Khan again flexed his motherfucking biceps as soon as Kenny Pickett left. And he got Justin motherfucking Fields to come to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh my God. Over one offseason, we got two number one quarterbacks to get into our quarterback room, and we kicked out every single garbage-ass nigga that we had. I think, honestly, we should just kept Rudolph around. Rudolph just really showed his guts for the, team. And out of principles, homie rode with us for, a very long time. So we should just kept him in there just to keep him in there. I don't think we should have ever let Hodges go back in those days, too, but whatever. Yo, we got Justin Fields from the Bears. Yep, we're bringing up the Bears again. We traded the Bears for a 6th-round pick, or if Justin Fields plays 50% of the snaps this season, they also get a 3rd-round pick. Now, a lot of you guys are probably thinking, why did this happen? Why did they trade a number one quarterback for such low offerings, because the trades were very low. I'm not going to lie to you. He should have at least went for at least a 2nd round. They were hoping that somebody or some team would have bit the bullet and gave him a 1st round for him, but it didn't happen. So the main reason why I think that he was traded for such an offering, it's because they promised Justin Fields that they would do right by him at the end. So whenever that they're trading him away, they promised him, hey man, we're not gonna drop you off at some sorry ass team that you're not gonna win in, like the fucking Raiders. If we drop you to the Raiders, that's your whole career right there, and you're gonna be trying to claw out of garbage that should not be clawed out of. Matter of fact, I don't think the Raiders should even exist at this point, but who am I to say something, right? Who am I? Who am I? Fuck the Raiders. Yeah, that's right. For all you Raiders fans. I'm sorry, y'all. Sorry. But fuck the Raiders, though. It's just they wanted to do right by Justin Fields. They do right by him as in they wanted to send him to a team that had promise, that had quality, and that he could benefit from. And what better place for him to come make history and come leave his initials in history than Pittsburgh Steelers? Kenny Pickett was afraid to compete with Russell Wilson for the QB1. Now he will forever be the fucking shadow of Jalen Hurts. But Justin Fields chose the right thing. He chose to sit right behind Russell Wilson. He can soak in whatever last things that he needs to soak in from Russell Wilson. 9-time Pro Bowler, 2-time a one-time Super Bowl champion, two-time Super Bowl contender, Russell Wilson. There's a lot to learn from a dude like that. I bet you he has a lot of things to drop on you, a lot of jewels that a lot of them definitely want to soak in, and I think that he should definitely take the time to soak that in. Take the time, Justin. And, bro, I'm so fucking proud of him, bro. Like, that's the way to go. I think a lot of people try to be great first and then try to do all the second things later. Justin Fields is great. Now maybe he wants to see what else that he can get greater on. Kenny Pickett, on the other hand, fucking sucks. He could even compete for the first place, so now he's going to sit there forever. My guy, hopefully that you had a very nice time playing on the field, because you will never get another minute on that field again. Peace to you. Please do not come back to us. I just didn't like how he carried himself. I'm telling y'all, man, Kenny Pickett, the way that he conducts himself in like interviews is sickening, bro. Like, he just sounds like an entitled prick. Fuck off, bro. Says the same thing like a broken record over and over and over again. And sometimes I know that's like PR training, like public relations. Like, of course, like they just want you to answer something and just not answer something else. But yo, say something else. And when people keep asking him questions because he's not answering it right, and they keep asking him, like, they're like, yeah, but you didn't answer it that time. Just say it again. He gets into his motherfucking feelings. He throws little temper tantrums. Last year, when he sat behind Mason Rudolph and Mason Rudolph went on that beautiful winning streak, he was asked, what did you learn from Mason Rudolph? And Kenny Pickett replied, absolutely nothing. That shows you everything that you need to see about that boy. Everything that you need to see about that nigga. Kenny Pickett, peace. Man, it's a beautiful fucking day to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, man. We got Russ in the motherfucking building. We got Justin Fields in the motherfucking building. We got Patrick McQueen in the motherfucking building. We got Dante Jackson in the motherfucking building. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be a great motherfucking draft also. I can't wait to see all the treachery that we start causing in this next upcoming season, man. It's Pittsburgh till we die. Please follow me on all the socials. It is Fresh Prince of the _ West on IG, Lomane1990 on Snapchat. Fuck with me, man. Every single Wednesday, we do drop brand new videos or videos of the recordings. This episode will not have a recording. So next Wednesday, you will get another random video. So make sure to check out that adventure or that vlog that we do go on. And allow me with a parting gift, y'all. Drink your water. Tip your bartender. Peace.